Hello.
Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Jennifer Brandon?
This her.
Thank you very much. And first of all, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
Thank you. And on March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California state legislature. The election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. We know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you're voting in the March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Almost certain, or I mean very certain. Whatever the top one is.
Thank you. Now, in the presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances that you're voting for local offices like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote for those offices? Will you probably vote? Are the chances
almost certain?
Almost certain. Thank you. And just to make sure that we are talking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
77.
Thank you very much. And are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be white, African American or black, Hispanic
white.
Or Latino? Thank you.
White.
Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Is it public safety and crime, housing affordability, parental rights and in education, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, inflation and cost of living, homelessness, jobs and wages, or water policy?
I think safety.
Safety, thank you. And now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please just let me know. The first one is Gavin Newsom.
Highly favorable.
Is it very favorable or just somewhat?
Very, very.
Thank you. What about Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Paul Dictos?
What's the option again?
Very favorable, somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable, thank you. And what about Donald Trump?
Scum of the earth, very unfavorable, whatever the lowest is.
Thank you. What about Gary Bredefeld?
Same, very unfavorable.
And the last for this section is Steve Brundle.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you very much. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Gary Bredefeld, businessman and city council member Bryce Herrera, Dion Burdais, Paul Dictos, CPA and county assessor recorder, and Steve Brundle, county supervisor businessman, for whom would you vote?
Can you just list the names again, please?
Yes, Gary Bredefeld.
I don't need the title.
Okay.
No, I don't want the title, just the name.
Gary Bredefeld, Bryce Herrera, Dion Burdais, Paul Dictos, or Steve Brundle?
Do you have party affiliation, or they don't have any?
It doesn't say.
Okay, I would probably go with Dictos.
Dictos, thank you. Now, how certain are you that you would vote for Paul Dictos, CPI assessor recorder? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Not certain at all.
Thank you. And how would you rate the job being done by Steve Brunto as county supervisor? Would you rate it as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. And how would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefeld as a Fresno
poor.
City council member? Thank
poor.
You. Now, thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. For each, please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. The first one is a candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library. Would you be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate?
Less.
And is that more somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. The next one is a candidate who will bring more affordable high-density housing options for North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos.
What are the options?
Yes. Would you be more or less likely? And if it's much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely? Yeah.
I guess it's more apartments in North Fresno. I guess more likely.
Much more or just somewhat?
No. Just a little.
Somewhat.
Somewhat.
Thank you. And the next one is a candidate who is a Democrat.
Much more likely.
A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees.
Somewhat likely.
Thank you. A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
Somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less likely. Thank you. A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. A candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA.
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is a candidate who is 80 years old.
A lot less likely.
Thank you very much. Next, I'm going to read you some statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance you would vote for that candidate. The first one is Steve Brundle. Currently serves as a county supervisor.
No chance.
No chance. Thank you. Paul Dictus currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent. Small chance?
Yeah.
Thank you. Gary Bredefeld currently serves
no
on the Fresno City.
No chance. No chance. I don't.
Thank you.
I don't like those two guys. So anything you ask is going to be no.
Okay, thank you. And after hearing more information,
I know you have to go through it, but
Yeah. If the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Gary Bredefeld, Bryce Herrera, Dion Verdes, Paul Dictos, and Steve Brundle, for whom would you vote?
Didn't we already do this one?
Yeah, so it's just that the previous questions had more information about them.
Okay, Dictos.
So we need and Dictos. Thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Democrat.
Thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Oh, God. It depends on the issue. These days, I guess I would be called a strong Democrat.
A strong Democrat. Thank you. And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are a conservative, moderate, or liberal?
I would consider myself a moderate.
A moderate. Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
A bachelor's.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home,
yes,
or are you living with friends?
Own.
Own, thank you. And with this, we conclude our survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Have
yes,
a wonderful
you.
Day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Okay.